You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
It's a new episode here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, Old Time Radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio or on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. You can send feedback via the contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com, or you can leave a voice message using the anchor.fm app. If you enjoyed this program, please take the time to rate and review us at review.iloveoldtimeradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by the I Love Old Time Radio Patreon page. Becoming a member on Patreon is the best way to help support I Love Old Time Radio. And if you pledge $6 or more a month, you get access to the Vintage Radio Club, which is an extra podcast a week with some longer productions. This past weekend, it was a Lux Radio Theater with the story of a small-town dentist who has the opportunity to kill his old rival as he sits in his dental chair. It's called One Sunday Afternoon, and if you want to hear more and help support I Love Old Time Radio, then visit vintage.iloveoldtimeradio.com. I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. Tuesdays are all about the adventures, or misadventures, on My Friend Irma. This episode originally aired May 12th, 1953, and it is entitled The Picnic.
My Friend Irma, created by Cy Howard, transcribed from Hollywood, and starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
As you know, the average IQ is about 110. Let me introduce you to my roommate, Irma Peterson, a girl who only came close to 110 when she had a fever of 99. Oh, what's the use? I give up.
Irma, what are you talking about, and where have you been?
I'm talking about my homework assignment for my night school class. I've been up on the roof counting people.
Counting people?
Yeah, they want to know what the population of New York City is.
Honey, this might seem like the hard way to you, but if you'll just look it up in the World Almanac over there... Wait, never mind. Never mind, I'll do it. Here it is. 8,053,000.
Gee, I was off, I guess.
How many did you count?
62 and a half.
A half?
Yeah, look, right over there.
Irma, he's tying his shoelaces.
People do everything to confuse me. Jane, can I have that almanac?
Why?
Oh, well, I have to learn places of interest in New York.
Be my guest.
Thank you. Now, let me see. Places of public interest in New York. The George Washington Bridge. The George Washington Bridge has one of the longest suspenders in the world.
Suspensions, honey. And incidentally, did you know that the George Washington Bridge has enough cable to go around the world twice?
Huh. Well, if I was going around the world, I'd want to go by boat or plane. I wouldn't want to go by cable.
No, honey, try and follow what I'm telling you, will you? One end of the bridge is anchored in New York, and the other end is anchored in New Jersey. If you tell me it's to keep the river from getting wider, I'll scream.
Well, Jane, you don't have to learn these things.
Okay.
Now, let's see, The Empire State Building is over 1,000 feet tall.
Yeah, that's right. And on top of it, there was a mooring mast for a dirigible.
Oh, well, if I moved in, I'd want to use the elevator.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Now, let me read what other places of interest there are in New York. Statue of Liberty, Central Park, Wall Street.
What do you know about Wall Street?
Nothing.
You know how it got the name of Wall Street?
Because a lot of the stock can be used for wallpaper.
There have been times when that's a very good answer, you know that? No, Irma, the name Wall Street actually... Come in.
If you don't mind, it's me, Maestro Wunderkind. Hello, girl. Do you mind if I come in and hide?
What's the matter, Maestro?
I'm running for my life. Spring has come to Mrs. O'Reilly.
No fooling.
It's no joke. You should see her fluttering those eyelashes at me. They look like two caterpillars caught in the air conditioner. Irma, darling, what are you writing? A letter home?
No, it's my homework. Maestro, why is New York City called the melting pot?
Oh, well, that's because people of all nationalities come to live here.
Oh, that's a cute reason.
Yeah, I mean, we have people living here who are half French and half Swedish, or part German and part Irish.
And Louis Woman!
Yeah. There's another example of the melting pot. You see, she's part foghorn and part elephant.
If it wasn't for powder and her store-bought hair.
One thing I will say, her hair isn't store-bought. She just dips a mop in ketchup and puts it on.
Girls.
Well, Miss O'Reilly, what a lovely new dress.
Oh, it's the latest thing. Flowered prints, you know. How do you like it?
Well, I didn't know century plants bloom this time of year.
Is that so? Well, I'll have you know this happens to be an original Paris creation.
What do you know? You learn things every day. Frankenstein was a Frenchman.
Maestro, I'm warned.
Now, wait a minute. It's too beautiful a day to spend it here refereeing a boxing match. Why don't we all get out of the house? You know, go on a picnic, huh?
Well, I can't, Jane. If I don't bring in my homework, my teacher will be angry.
You can do your homework while we're having the picnic.
Oh, that's a splendid idea, Janie.
Good.
I have some cold turkey and potato salad in my icebox.
No, nothing doing. Now, I wouldn't eat that turkey.
Why not?
Because that bird died a horrible death.
What do you mean?
He ate the potato salad.
You didn't complain about it yesterday when you had it for your lunch?
Well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. As a matter of fact, the only thing good about that meal was the iced tea I found in your icebox.
I'll thank you not to drink my henna rinse.
And the two of you, we'll take care of the menu. I have a smoked ham, some pickles, and some coleslaw, and some wonderful mushrooms with good juicy stems.
Can I bring the sponge cake I made?
You made a sponge cake?
Yes, and I had to bake it for hours. Those sponges never melt.
No, Irma, we can do without it. Ms. O'Reilly, you bring the coffee, huh? And Maestro, you bring the blanket?
Yeah, all right. I'll bring the lace curtains.
I said a blanket.
Yeah, the lace curtains have less holes in them.
Right. And Irma, let's see, you bring... What's the matter, honey?
Well, what if you're all so busy at the picnic you won't be able to help me with my homework for night school?
Well, what do you want to know, Irma?
Well, I have to learn about interesting places in New York.
Oh, I know them all.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me write it down.
Well, my favorite place is Central Park. That's where I met my first husband, Clancy. He was riding one of those buggies, and I was...
And you were pulling it.
Be still. And then, Irma, there's the Holland Tunnel.
I've already written something about the Holland Tunnel. The Holland Tunnel goes from New York to New Jersey under the Hudson River. It was built for people who love the water but can't swim.
Do you mind if I get a glass of water from the kitchen?
Help yourself.
Oh, that must be Al. Hello?
Is that you, Irma?
Oh, Professor!
From California?
Yes. Oh, Professor, how are you? Every night I say a prayer for you.
You do?
Yes, I say, please take care of the dear old professor and let him be happy in California, but someday bring him back to America.
Oh, Irma,
Well, I didn't know what to get you, and I read about a place in Hollywood called the Brown Derby.
Yes?
Well, I mailed them a check and told them to send you a hat.
But the Brown Derby is a restaurant.
Oh, Professor, you and your jokes. A friend of yours wants to say hello. Here she is.
Oh, hello, cutie.
I think you have the wrong number.
Now, Professor, tell the truth. Are you homesick?
Yes. Every time I think of the home you gave me, I get sick.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. You should see me. Why, people say I get younger every day.
Well, that I can't believe. You do get younger every day, but all the years you put on at night. Tell me, have you lost weight?
Oh, indeed. Why, now I have a figure just like a girl.
You mean the girl we saw at the circus who lifted the elephant?
Oh, you're such a kidder. Really, I'm much slimmer.
Well, tell me, what size dress do you wear now? A 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. We will now move to the 10th department. There is Mr. Riley.
Yes, my dear.
While I got you on the phone, will you please stop bothering my cousin, Meister Wunderkind?
Bothering him? Why, the man's madly in love with me.
He is?
Yes, whenever he comes near me, he likes to stroke me under the chin.
This is only because he is afraid you're going to sing and he wants to be able to grab your throat. Leave him alone, will you?
Oh, you're jealous.
I'm not jealous. And if you stop bothering him, maybe someday I'll invite you to California.
Oh, do you think I'd like it out there?
Yes, and you know, out here, your chances of getting a husband are much better.
They are?
Yes. Someday the smog is so thick a person can't see your face. Goodbye.
Oh, he loves me.
Well, what did my cousin Professor Kropotkin have to say?
Oh, the usual thing. He's so crazy about me, can't bear being away from me for so long. Don't let it worry you, Maestro, darling.
Worry?
You're here, and I always say first come, first serve.
This is the worst restaurant I've ever been in.
Come in.
Hello, folks. Hiya, chicken.
Oh, hello, Al, honey.
What are you doing?
This is my homework.
That's my chicken. Won't be long. I'll have the smartest girl in the block.
Al, I'm supposed to name places of interest in New York. So far, I have George Washington's Bridge, the Empire State Building, the Holland Tunnel.
How about the Battery?
Well, where's that?
Downtown.
Oh, thanks. Now, let's see. I'll say, the Battery is downtown, and the rest of the city uses AC and DC.
No, chicken, no.
Ms. O'Reilly, Maestro, will you get the things for the picnic?
Picnic?
Oh, yes, and we're going to have fun. Wait until the Maestro and I hide in the tall grass.
In the tall grass, huh? I'm going to bring the biggest lawnmower you ever saw.
Boy, I can stand a good picnic. Hey, we could all drive there in my car.
Your car?
Yep. Borrowed it from my pal, Joe.
Does it have license plates?
Yeah, Joe made the license plates himself. Jane, is there a state called Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania? Well, not unless it's between California and Alapippi.
Well, I guess it's a foreign car. It's the one you drove, chicken.
Irma drove?
Yeah, didn't you know? I've been giving her driving lessons on the QT.
So that's it.
Oh, Jane, aren't you excited? Just think of you riding and me driving.
Yeah, that should go well with Mrs. O'Reilly's potato salad.
Oh, don't worry, Jane. I'm a very careful driver. When I'm at the wheel, I have one eye on the car in the back of me, the other eye on the car in front of me, and the other eye on the road.
Front seat, Mrs. O'Reilly, Maestro Wunderkind, and myself are in the back seat. The three of us have been sitting back here with our eyes closed. Relaxing? No. Waiting. You see, Irma is driving, and we're praying. Hey, wait a minute. Irma's got her eyes closed, too. Irma!
Yes, Jane?
What's the idea of driving with your eyes closed?
Well, in case I go through a red light, I could tell a cop I didn't see it.
Will you please keep your eyes on the road?
All right. See, I've been driving such a short time, and I know everything.
You do, huh? What are those two white lines close together down the middle of the highway?
That's for motorcycles.
No, that means you can't cross over.
Yeah, but in some places the line's broken.
You know what that means?
Are they run out of paint?
No, chicken. There you can pass.
Oh, why did I ever get this idea of a picnic?
Oh, Jane, you'll have a nice, relaxing day. You need a rest. Now, hold on tight, everybody. I have to step on the gas and go fast.
Why?
I have to get up on that bridge ahead of me with those other cars.
Bridge? Irma, that's a truck carrying five new cars.
I wonder why the bridge kept moving.
Chicken, take it easy. You just went through a stop sign.
Please, Irma, we're a little nervous back here. And Mrs. O'Reilly keeps grabbing me because she's afraid we're going to hit another car.
If I'm going to go, I'm going happy.
Al, will you please take the wheel or shall I take poison?
Okay. Chicken, slow down. I'll take over.
All right. Oh, this is beautiful country. And I want to make some notes describing it for my homework.
Can anybody tell me where we're going?
Jean, I told you, it's not far from here. I saw this place yesterday when I was taking my driving lesson. It's out in the country all by itself, and it's so peaceful and quiet.
All right, let's go.
Well, can't we put the top up? My hair's blowing in all directions.
Yeah, but I don't think we should go back and pick it up.
Eastgate Proving Grounds, Lieutenant Erickson speaking. Oh, yes, Colonel. I see. 154th Regiment will report for attack as scheduled. I see, sir. Repeat the order, sir. The regiment is to take Ridge 54. Target area is encircled with white flags. 0 hour is 3 o'clock. Right, Colonel.
When do we get to this beautiful spot where I'm going to find peace and quiet?
Oh, it's right over there to the right. You'll know it when we get there. There's a lot of little white flags stuck in the ground. I think it used to be a miniature golf course, but I guess it didn't do any business.
Ah, there it is, chicken. Right in front of us. I'll pull in here.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Well, everybody out. Ah, this should be a day we won't forget.
Well, it is certainly peaceful and quiet here. I bet if you took a nap here, you'd never get up.
And look, Maestro, a daisy. I'm going to see if he loves me. He loves me, he loves me enough, he loves me, he loves me enough, he loves me!
Oh, that's too bad. You picked a loaded daisy.
Well, let's get the food out, huh, chicken? Give me a hand.
You kids do the work, huh? Oh, I just want to lie here and relax.
Go ahead, Janie. Take it easy. Just let Kathleen O'Reilly take care of everything.
You feel peppy, Mrs. O'Reilly, don't you?
Peppy? If I had any more energy, I'd explode.
I think she did. What was that? What was that?
Maybe it was thunder.
Hey, come on. If that's thunder, I don't like the size of the hailstones. Kids, we're being fired upon. Irma, where did you take us, Fort Sumter? Now, take off your shirt and wave to them.
It's not a shirt, it's just sleeves.
Oh. Come on, will you? Don't stand there. Take cover.
Everybody get in back of Mrs. O'Reilly.
They're coming towards us, the whole American army. Hey,
you can't do this. We paid our income tax. Oh, look at all those men coming toward us.
Stop, men. Stop.
Speak for yourself, Janie.
Hey, what are you people doing here?
Oh, believe it or not, we came for the peace and quiet.
Yeah, fine thing. I bring my friends here and you try to kill us all.
You are not in any danger, miss.
I wasn't?
No, we are using dummy ammunition.
I resent that.
Why, you certainly have a lot of fine-looking young soldiers here.
Please, Mrs. O'Reilly, keep away from them. You are what is known as far and beyond the call of duty.
You say you brought all these people here?
That's right.
May I ask you how you knew about this place?
Oh, I have my ways.
Well, I think you all better come along with us. Army intelligence will want to question you.
Oh, no.
Thank you. All right, that'll be all, Maestro Wunderkind. You may wait in the other room.
Major.
Yes?
I know that when you questioned Mrs. O'Reilly, you found she was completely innocent.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, well, you've been very kind. And to show my appreciation, I'm going to send you a picture of Mrs. O'Reilly.
What did
I... You see, someday you'll thank me, really. In case of another war, all you have to do is mail her picture to the enemy and I guarantee a full retreat.
Will you please wait in the outer office with the rest?
Yes.
Now, send in Miss Jane Stacy.
Yes, sir.
Janie!
I'm coming.
Miss Stacy?
Yes.
You're an American citizen?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you arrived at the proving grounds quite by accident?
Yes, sir, that's right.
I understand Miss Peterson is your roommate.
Yes.
She seems a little incoherent. Do you think it could be shell shock?
Well, only if the stork that brought her carried a cap pistol. She's been that way ever since I've known her.
Would you please send her in?
Gladly, sir.
We'll have to be on our toes with this one, Lieutenant. The dangerous ones act the screwiest to take you off guard.
Right, Major.
You sent for me?
Yes. Miss Peterson, where were you born?
Minnesota.
What part?
All of me.
No, what city?
No city, it's a farm.
What I told you, Lieutenant.
I'm on guard.
Now, Miss Peterson, what brought you to the proving grounds?
You want me to tell you the truth?
Of course.
A 1929 Essex.
No, why did you come to that particular place?
Well, you see, I had some homework to do for my night school, and Jane had a smoked ham, and we didn't like Miss O'Reilly's potato salad, so my aunt was giving me a driving lesson, and that's why we came here.
You know, I talked to a guy who fell out of his plane without his parachute who made more sense than she does. Miss Peterson, what did you say about homework? May I see it?
Nothing doing. Our teacher doesn't like anybody to copy from us.
Miss Peterson, would you please show us any written literature you may have on your person?
I will not.
We may be forced to search you.
You're not frightening anybody. I happen to work for a lawyer, and I know the law. You can't search anybody unless you have a certificate saying this property has been condemned.
Miss Peterson, may we have the papers?
Well, now that I've made my point, yes. But I tell you, it's just my homework.
Well, you let me judge. Places of interest in New York. George Washington Bridge, Holland Tunnel, the Battery.
She names all the vital strategic areas, doesn't she?
She sure does.
What does she say about them?
The George Washington Bridge built to connect New York with New Jersey so the river can't get wider. Holland Tunnel for people who like water but can't swim? The Battery is downtown. Rest of city uses AC and DC. Doesn't make much sense.
Gosh, Jane, they've had Chicken in that room for 3 hours now questioning her. I hope she's all right.
It's not her I'm worried about. It's our army that's in danger. I've seen strong men go in that room and come out nervous wrecks. Of all the places to choose for.
But, Your Highness, I've told you a dozen times. That's my homework.
Stop calling me Your Highness.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch, Fraulein?
Gesundheit.
Either this woman is amazingly clever or diabolically stupid.
Well, I've sent for this Mr. Clyde, the man she says is her boss. We'll soon find out.
Well, what about the code? Any luck in breaking it so far?
No, but it's broken several of our best men. Miss Peterson.
Yes, Major.
If you plead guilty, we can be lenient with you. Otherwise, you know the penalty. Hanging.
You couldn't do that if you wanted to.
Why not?
I'm not allowed to be absent from school anymore this month.
If this dame is a spy, we ought to hire her. This is the greatest act I've ever seen.
That'll be enough out of you, Colonel.
I'm a lieutenant.
Well, I didn't know you'd been promoted. Now, look, all of you, the potato salad is going to spoil.
Will you please be still?
Well,
Lieutenant, have copies of this code been sent to Army Intelligence, the Pentagon building?
Yes, sir.
Any results?
Yes, sir. They're all trying to join the Navy.
Mr. Clyde is here.
Oh, send him in.
Will you please come in here, Mr. Clyde?
Yes, of course. Miss Peterson, now what have you done?
I just went on a picnic.
She always has simple answers for great tragedies.
Now, Mr. Clyde, this woman is in your employ.
Yes, but I don't understand.
Would you mind looking at these papers?
Not at all. George Washington Bridge. Suspenders. Holland Tunnel. Battery, AC, and DC. Very good, very good.
What do you mean, very good?
Well, I've been her boss for 6 years now. This is the best work I've seen her do.
My Friend Irma came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, this is Sarah Spencer of Self Talk Radio Show, and you're listening to I Love Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Can you imagine Irma a spy? I mean, she never gets anything right when she's told. And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, and on our host, Anchor.fm. You can listen to us on your Alexa device through TuneIn or iHeartRadio. For a full list, visit our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com and to find the best location that suits you. Like us on Facebook at I Love Old Time Radio. Follow us on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. Comments and questions can be directed to our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com or leave a voice message using the Anchor.fm app. If you'd like to help support this show, you can do so at support.iloveoldtimeradio.com or by joining our Vintage Radio Club and get an extra episode a week. Tomorrow, we join Detective Danny Clover in Broadway Is My Beat. And join us again next Tuesday for more from My Friend Irma. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.